is the Don and Mike Show.
More singing, less talking.
We got a thing going on.
We got a thing.
We got a thing going on.
We've got a thing.
We got a thing.
The Don and Mike Show.
Going on.
We got a thing.
We got a thing.
Don and Mike.
Going on.
You bunch of lowbrow adolescents.
Oh, my God.
I've got a tofu eating toilet paper humor obsessed refugees from the 70s. That's what you are.
Elvis.
Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and the Tampa Bay. Buffalo.
Jackie. We've got a thing.
Washington, D.C. Baltimore and the Tampa Bay,
Buffalo. Jack, we got a thing.
Washington, D.C., Baltimore and the Tampa Bay,
Buffalo. Jack, we've got a thing.
Washington, D.C., Baltimore and the Tampa Bay,
Buffalo.
Jack, we got a thing.
Don and Mike on WJF. Don and Mike on KBW.
Unbelievable.
Don and Mike on Turn and Turn. Don and Mike on WJF.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike on KBW.
As I can remember, I always wanted to be
Donald P. Geronimo. Anybody can win on this show, folks.
More singing.
We got a thing.
Washington, D.C.
going on.
We've got a thing.
We got a thing.
Buffalo, Tampa Bay.
Going on.
We got a thing.
We got a thing.
Baltimore.
Going on.
We've got a thing.
We got a thing.
Jacksonville.
Going on.
Don and Mike.
Mike Show.
Broadcasting live from downtown Dumbass, the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show.
Great.
Card 6. Checking in with you.
The Don and there. Mike Show.
Hey, it works. Anyway, good Tuesday afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. Hi, Rob. You don't need to come in every time Card 6 dies.
What are you doing?
The Don and Mike Show.
I'm checking the Card 6 works.
Don't wear it out before the show starts.
That's true. It's only got about 6 fires in it. Anyway, welcome, as I said, and good Tuesday afternoon to you. To the best of Dynamite from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on 106.7 WJFK. I'm your host, Artinger, here, the legendary Joe Artinger with you on this fine Tuesday afternoon. Best of Dynamite at 2, leading up to Dynamite live at 3. And, oh boy, lots of prizes for the guys to give to users, to daisies. Hey, I just made that up. Wow, I'm earning my money today. I think I get better than a 2 on creativity for that one. Anyway. Oh, I'm just padding, killing some time here. How's your Tuesday going for you? Good, better than mine, perhaps? I can't complain. Can't complain. Just fighting a little cold. Anyway, let's get into the best of Don and Mike. Do you know, much like Cart 6, sometimes the air conditioning here in the studio breaks down. And that always leads to a great best of Don and Mike segment on the best of Don and Mike. Let me say it one more time. The best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Damn, it's hot in here.
I mean, really, I'm trying. Well, you know, can you lower the lights on Mike's side?
You know what we could do is just until we get the fuse, we can go to fluorescent lighting. I know it's not appealing to the eye, but it would cool it down in here, I think.
Have we ever had the fluorescent lighting on?
I don't like that, though. I like our cool DJ track lighting.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Oh, that immediately feels cooler.
Oh, boy, but I feel like I'm working in a doctor's office, though. At least turn my side on. Can you do that?
I think so.
I don't mind having the French fry lights on me, I guess, on the board and everything.
Your doctor works in the dark?
Well, no, but my doctor has fluorescent lights on.
Oh, that, yeah.
And today,
now you can feel okay. The fluorescence, too, Rob.
I guess that's okay.
Or do you need them back there?
No, I can't see anyways.
Here's
how's that for you? Is that good for you?
I'll work through it, Mike.
Okay.
I'll make it happen. About doctors. What, Rob?
Now this looks like the studio in Joe Dirt.
You know, I had this thing where this old guy ran into me in a parking lot on September 30th, and I dislocated my hip. And okay. I've been going back to the same place to get treatment on my hip.
Yes.
Continuously over the last month and a half. And it's a drag. Anybody that's been hit by a car or has had any kind of accident will tell you, you can go ahead and laugh at that. You don't have to stifle your laughter when I say I was hit by a car.
I wasn't stifling. I was just, you know, I mean, I know you. I thought yesterday you were in a lot of pain, weren't you? Were you in pain yesterday?
Yeah.
I think I overheard you like talking to your wife or something, saying, yeah, it's still, it's the same, or it's the same, and you're kind of in pain today, and you're
a little bit.
You're ready to be skipping around, and you're not, and maybe the timetable's not as fast as you want it.
No, the timetable is exactly as the doctors had said. Give it 8 to 12 weeks.
Yeah.
And the problem is that I'm not feeling it great. And anyway, here's where I'm going with this. That this morning I've got my therapy. My rehab, my thing where I lay on the table and she does the stuff.
Same lady with the big boobs?
Yeah, at 9 o'clock. Now, I'm thinking that since it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and I have to wear sweats anyway, because I lay on this table and like they pull up the back of my shirt and they pull down my sweatpants a little bit.
The whole underwear discussion when you were first going.
They pull down my underpants halfway to get right on my hip there.
Exactly.
I was thinking today, you know, it's really a drag to have to get up and get moving and take a shower and to shave and do all of that. I'd much rather shower and shave right before I come to work. So I was thinking today, maybe today I could get away with just changing my underpants. Of course, I wouldn't go with dirty underpants.
Right.
Just washing my hands, washing my face.
Doing a little Elvis shower.
Yeah, and doing that.
And going to your therapist grungy.
And I couldn't do it. I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Well, you know they're going to be laying their hands on you and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was walking out the door, and I thought, I can't do this. And I'm so glad that I didn't, because she was wearing the tightest sweater today.
Really?
I swear to God. And at one point, she's doing this thing. I'm laying on my back on the table, and you know I'm trying to bring my knees up to my chest.
Right.
And I'm really having problems with this because I got a real sharp pain that's going through my right side. What she does is she gets up on the table down by where my legs are. She's sitting on the table on her knees, and she's cradling my legs. In my arms, and she's lifting up a little bit. Now tell me when this hurts. Up a little more. Meanwhile, the whole time, like her boobs are touching my legs. You know what I mean? And at that point, I'm thinking, boy, glad I showered.
Yeah, sure.
Glad.
I wanted to be nice and nice smelling.
Even though, you know, it was out of my routine that normally.
Wearing a sweater?
No, she was not wearing a sweater.
Like a dance skin or something like that?
Yeah, very tight. All of the women that work in this office are incredibly hot. And then there's the male nurse, Jeremy.
Jeremy with the pimples?
Yeah, Jeremy with the pimples and the big biker chain that hangs from his jeans. And I always get him first, you know. Hey, dude. So what's new in the radio business, dude? I'm going to be using the ultrasound, dude. You just let me know if this hurts, man. So he starts doing this, and it's like, what's the matter with radio today, man? Like, all the stations play the same songs. I know you don't play songs on your station, man, but, like, how come they all play the same song? Even college radio around here sucks, man. There's nothing good to listen to, man.
He's like Mr. Alternative.
Yeah, and the whole time I'm just thinking, please bring the hot therapist in.
Of course. Get out of here, dude.
Why can't I have the hot therapist? So I'm very, very glad that I showered. But then because it's a force of habit, I showered again.
Showered twice?
Before I came to work today, because it's my routine to take a shower.
And how are you doing? Are you still hurting a lot?
Yeah.
Wow.
When are you supposed to be done with your therapy?
In January.
Oh, man.
In January. It's a 12-week process. I dislocated my freaking hip.
Jeez.
I mean, it's a lot of crap to go through. And I'm not here to bitch about that. I'm just mentioning And now I'm going to smell like crap. I've taken 2 showers already today.
Right.
And I'm going to smell like my shoe when I get home tonight because it's 82 degrees in our studio.
You're going to smell like the wine that the Junior Soprano was drinking. Smell like people's feet.
Boy, really.
It's not the heat in here as much as it's the air. Do you notice?
The humidity.
It's difficult to get a good breath.
Can you open the door? You know, I hate doing that because I hate getting outside sounds in here.
Uh-huh.
Now we've actually turned all the lights off, and we've opened up the door. There you go. Well, that does absolutely no good.
Well, when it was really hot, the one time it went out during the summer, they put a fan on the door.
Yeah. You know who cares, Mike?
Who cares?
Alan Linewan cares.
Oh, yeah.
He cares desperately.
Really?
You know the answer to that.
Yes, of course.
Casual today.
It's casual. All the people are back there cash.
Man, I'm hot. Damn.
Yeah, baby.
I'm hot. Hear that? That's the sound of me fanning myself. I'm hot at Washington's Superstation.
Hello, this is Alan Linewand, Infinity Broadcast,
come on.
JFK Radio.
Jackass.
I'm unavailable right now, so please leave your name
Where are you?
With a brief message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thanks, and have a nice day.
Oh, eat me.
I'll record your message at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or stay on the
line.
He's
out trying to trade out a new fuse.
I'm dying here. It's 100 degrees in your studio, man. I'm dying here.
Help! Help!
I am. Hear this? That's why I'm using an index card to fan myself. I'm dying here, Alan.
Oh, boy.
I'm dying.
Oh, boy.
I'm dying.
Jesus.
Please, fix the air conditioning.
We're not being able to get a breath.
And listen, if you don't get that contract thing done, we're not going to the Christmas party. See you later. Okay.
Not an empty threat. Not a hollow. Not a...
It sounded so ridiculous.
One
we're
of the
not
last,
coming to the party.
That's one of the last chips we can play. Mm-hmm.
And you'll have to play soccer with the masters
today. That's right. You heard us right. You either get that contract done, or we, the main entertainment, will not be coming to the company Christmas party this year.
That's just the way it's going to be.
Right.
There's nothing that's going to change that.
Company Christmas party is Friday, December 6th.
You should call that a holiday party.
Oh, excuse me, Rob, yes. For those who observe other than Christmas, that would be Hanukkah and Ramadan and
Kwanzaa.
Right. And Kukula and anything else that you observe.
Pranala and Aliyana.
All I know is that we're not going. We're not going unless you get that stuff done. And you got to fix the air conditioning.
Right on.
Would you grab him and bring him in here? Yeah, of course you can find him. He's cowering under his desk right now. He's hiding. He's staring at the phone going, please don't ring.
Don?
Yes, Mike?
Is that you?
Mike, is that you?
The lights have gone out.
I can't see you.
I'm about to lose consciousness.
Mike? Mike?
Help?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hi.
I don't mean to be a speed bump in the road, but since you have the lights off there, can you be telling that story about the therapist and talk real slow?
No, you had to catch it. You had to catch it the first time around.
I do love it whenever you talk about your therapist.
Yeah.
That is a wonderful mental picture you have painted. I enjoy that. I truly dig
it. Really, you got it. You got to get it like it was today. Where
my shoulder is really starting to hurt.
She actually got up on the table. On her knees, wow. On the table. I was going this way, you know, lengthwise. Mm-hmm. She was going the other way. And
she smells good, too, right?
Oh, smells fantastic.
Right.
Smells so nice.
Yeah.
And gently, you know, very feather-like arms. Picking up my big man, hairy legs, picking them up and going, up, down, up, down.
Where are her legs when she's doing that? Do her knees, touch your buttocks?
Yeah. Yeah, her heels are touching her buttocks.
Oh, what about your buttocks?
My buttocks are on the table.
Do her knees touch your buttocks?
No, because she was kneeling down. She was kneeling
near
down,
your feet,
down by my feet. And here he is now, general manager of the year, Alan Linewand. Alan,
on Casual Tuesday.
Alan, would you just Rob shut the door?
Freezing in here,
so Alan can get the full feel of what it's like in here. Yeah, now turn the lights back to where they normally are.
There you go.
Now you get the
full effect.
Al, spend a couple of moments in here with us, please.
It's very warm.
This is terrific.
As I was mentioning, you run a radio station. You call it a superstation, and
Washington superstation.
You have 24 hours a day of programming.
Yes, sir.
Currently, 4 hours a day comes out of the station. Everything else comes out of somewhere else. Generally speaking.
Generally.
More or less. I mean, Ron and Fez come once in a while down here, but otherwise, we're the only show.
You're glistening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am, I'm sweat. Look at that, Mike.
That's sweat.
Mm-hmm. Buzz,
yeah,
get that on eBay.
I can see that.
Get that on eBay right now.
In your baggie.
And when those lights are on, that's when you get the full effect of the heat lamp in here.
So, Al, we just wanted to...
A little warm in here now.
It is warm, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it warms up here. Yeah.
Spend a little time here in the studio. You know, you can go anywhere else in this building, and it's climate controlled.
And, you know, not only... we normally keep the studio at about 58 degrees in here. That's normally... We keep it cooler than the rest of the building. So it's compounded when we have absolutely no ventilation at all.
So we're just wondering
what the problem is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would be.
I was told that Wendell had to go out and get a fuse.
Well, you know a lot more about this than I do right now.
Really?
This is the first I've heard of it.
That's a lie.
Really?
No, seriously.
No, that's a lie.
Now, Rob,
why is that a lie, Rob?
When I invited him.
You know, Rob has lost sight, hasn't he?
Yeah, that's true. Rob told me 3 minutes ago.
No, that's a lie, too. When I said I'd like to invite you to the air studio, you said, is this an air conditioning issue? That says to me you knew there was something
else. Well, because somebody just said that to me on the way over here.
Oh, you heard about it before this.
That's right. Okay. Why am I talking to you?
That's right. You don't talk to Rob.
That's right.
You don't talk to him. So, being a man of action.
Yes.
What are we going to do here?
I guess we're going to get a fuse.
Okay. Hold on. We got a guy who says he's on his way to fix the air conditioner.
Very good.
But it also says he lives in Wisconsin. Do you live in Wisconsin?
Yeah, I'm on my way to fix your air conditioner for you right now.
Oh, stop it.
Get out of here, you dummy.
Don't toy with us in our time of need.
Get out of here.
Oh.
Who is it, Anthony Cumia?
Are the fuses too expensive to keep in stock? Can we not afford extra fuses?
I will find out what the problem is.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Hello.
You're on the air.
Oh, thank you. Hey, I got a suggestion for the guys. When I get...
We're here. You're talking... Sir.
We're here.
You're talking to us right now.
We're here right now.
Yeah, I'd say when I get a little uncomfortable, what I do is I start taking clothes off till I get more comfortable.
No, thank you. Bad idea.
I was thinking about that.
Bad idea.
I was seriously thinking about just getting into my shorts.
That'll be good.
Just really kicking off my cowboy boots that I'm wearing right now and just sitting in my boxers.
Go ahead. I dare you. I dare you with Alan here.
Huh?
I dare you to with Alan here.
All right. There we go.
Oh, jeez. Do I have to watch?
You dare to.
Yeah, you can't leave.
All right.
Can't leave.
This is how hot it is right now.
He's going to go down to his boxer shorts. Oh, boy.
Boots are off. Pants are off.
There you go. How's that?
I'm very comfortable right now. Hi, Alan. How are you?
How you doing?
Thanks for coming into the studio today.
Nice legs, sir.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
I am comfortable in here right now.
Now, that's a...
This is fantastic.
That's a publicity photo.
Hi, everybody.
Here I am. That is a Christmas card.
Yeah, I hope these are the clean ones. My goodness. Here they are. Yes, sirree. I'm in my underwear. That's how hot it is in here, Alan. I am in my underwear.
It's warm in here.
Look what you have done to him.
God damn it. Look what I've been reduced to. Look what I have been reduced to.
All right, who should we call, Alan, as long as you're in here?
Where's Snoop?
Let's call Mike. Let's get Mike on.
Mike Friedman?
Yep.
Where's he?
Hold on. God, anytime we need him.
828. We'll call him.
Where is he? At Color Printer Charm School?
He won't be here.
He's here.
He's here? He's in the building?
I just saw him.
Yeah.
Looking for a fuse.
Buzz, you still digging me in the boxer shorts?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Could you do this every day?
Why not? Alan's office.
Try Alan's office.
He was in Alan's office.
All right. You know, even with my shorts.
Hold on.
Do you want me to go down and get them?
No. Yeah. Right. No. All would right. You really?
Huh? Sure.
Would you really?
Yeah. All right. Try and get them.
Go ahead.
Mike in his T-shirt, boxers, and socks. Now headed to get the engineer.
That's good. It is hot in here, Alan. How hot? Really, Rob? What is the temp?
I'm gonna guess it's about 87 degrees in here.
No, we're holding fast at 82.
Mm-hmm. 82 degrees.
I think
degrees.
We went down to 80, but now we're back up to 82.
Holding fast at 82, and Mike is now walking around the station somewhere. Now Lisa's instant messaging me. What, Mike?
He's upstairs.
He's upstairs.
Well, Mike is gonna go upstairs, I guess.
Okay, good.
And now Mike has his pants back on.
Well, Colette loved it. Hello, baby. Walking around here in my shorts.
Relaxing?
No, quite the opposite. Stimulating.
Well,
matter of fact, with each with each pass down the hallway, a little more turgidity.
WJFK.
A little distracted, are you, honey?
Yeah.
Colette, what was it like seeing Mike in his underpants?
I was shocked.
Uh-huh. You're shocked. Are you?
But in a good way, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Are you now?
I'm okay now.
Are you thinking about Mike in that way?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
Have you ever been with a white man before?
No, I haven't.
Mm. You know, there's things we can do.
I'm sure there is.
There's things that we whiteys can do. We crackers. we can do our part. And, you know, I mean, he's too shy to tell you, but I'll tell you right now, he's on the market.
Yeah, and I'm a skilled... Blanksmith.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind.
Right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jesus.
Here she is, a receptionist.
Rob, kill those lights. Seriously. It is ridiculous in here.
Rob, goddamn, it's hot in here.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
I'm freezing this goddamn room.
Put your lips together and blow, you know?
I swear to God.
Hey, listen, with Eddie Bracken and James Coburn died, who's going to be number three?
Who was the first person you mentioned?
Eddie Bracken.
Who's Eddie Bracken? Who's that?
Remember Wally and from Wally World?
Yeah, he also made about 4,000 movies in the 40s.
Oh, I know. He's a great
actor. I'm sorry, sir. Were you talking?
Oh, who is the guy?
He played Wally in from Wally's World in Vacation, the first Vacation.
But not an actor of James Coburn's
status. No, also hadn't made a notable film in 50 years.
You know, Wally in Wally's World, what?
A Wally from Wally World in Vacation.
You mean the guy that looked like Disney?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, he's not famous enough.
Oh, he's not?
No
way.
Thank you, though. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hot.
Don and Mike, I love you guys.
Thank you.
I listen to you guys every freaking day.
Thank you. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I know you can cool it down in there real fast.
Yeah, how?
Just have Rob's wife come down and talk to you about her weekend.
Huh? I don't follow.
No.
Have her, because she's such a cold, you know, bee at TCH.
Where did you hear that?
Wow.
The whole point of your show is to have people come up and joke around.
You incredible hump.
We tell you, you're incredible fat ass.
Now you have an
little cooler if you didn't weren't carrying around 6 extra pounds of Jameson and corned beef.
And why is Wendell waving in the
Wendell,
in
come here. What do you got, Wendell?
Wendell, what's going on?
I'm just going to ignore this idiot. Wendell, please come back. Wendell?
Wendell! God damn it!
He just walked by the window holding something in his hand.
There's a delay. So.
It might have been the fuse. Are you still there, douche?
Yeah, I'm
yeah, the... goodbye.
Wendell, what's going on?
Wendell, what is that that you wave?
Damn, it's hot in here.
What is it you have?
Tell anybody about this?
What is it you have, Wendell?
Oh, that was a box of fuses.
A box of fuses?
$30 box of fuses.
So is it all fixed?
No, we got the air conditioning guy here.
To put in a fuse? Well, then
if it's not the fuse, fuses blow for a reason. Fuses don't blow because they get tired of working.
So in other words, you're saying this is a problem that's not going to be resolved in the next...
Hopefully it's going to be resolved in the next couple of seconds.
Appreciate it.
See how happy he is? He's literally not responsible for it.
It's our engineer, Wendell Hall.
He really could care
Not his
less.
Fault. He's very happy.
He could care.
One time, it's not his fault.
Yeah. Absolutely has nothing to do with it. The Wendell going out and getting the fuse was just, as Wendell said, maximizing the resource.
I don't even have... I can barely summon the strength to dial Joe to yell at him.
I know. They smell blood.
Oh, my God. All right, Joe, you know.
I just saw that.
Can you come and reset the computers?
That's the heat.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, JB.
I think so.
You think it's the heat that's
Probably.
frying the computers
that can,
out?
That can do it.
Mm. What an asshole this is. I swear to God. You know, even if they get the contract done, I'm not going to the Christmas party. F Christmas. I don't want to celebrate Christmas with anybody who works here, except you guys.
Thank you.
Really, I don't. All of you can rot in hell. I swear to God, this is the worst place I've ever worked in my life. I swear to Christ.
And you're fanning yourself, and you're maybe making yourself hotter by burning those calories.
Working so hard.
There you go, Mike.
You're getting aerobic by
sweating to the oldies. God damn it. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly.
Why do people hate me? I'm so misunderstood.
Why?
Why waste your time hating me?
Bill O'Reilly. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekdays noon to 2 on 106.7 WJFK.
WJFK's digital cable services provided by Cox Communications. Get digital cable for your home. Call 703-480-6222 or visit cox.com/Fairfax.
For a lot of people, driving is about getting from point A to point B. But there are a select few who strive to reach a different place, a place we call point D. Point D is when you execute something just as you'd hoped, and for one brief instant, you're perfect. It can be taking a sharp corner with no room to spare, or navigating a tricky pass. Whatever it is, these drivers are always looking for point D, and we want to help them get there. We're Dunlop, makers of European performance tires for over 100 years. If you want to get to point D, there's no better time than now to visit your local Dunlop retailer. Dunlop. Get to point D.
At Dunlop, we're firm believers that the right equipment can make the difference between a good drive and a great drive. Visit our website at DunlopTires.com to choose the perfect Dunlop tire for you. Find your local Dunlop retailer and even make a tire reservation online. It's like a tire store that's open 24 hours a day. DunlopTires.com.
If you've ever seen one, or heard one, or ridden one, you know the difference. There are motorcycles, and then there are Harley-Davidson motorcycles, a bike unlike any other. Anything else is just a moped. The all-new 2005 Harley-Davidsons are here at Waugh Enterprises Harley-Davidson.